Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Very excited to be back for another episode of the Chew the Right Thing podcast.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. You guys, we had quite an adventure yesterday at Hungryland.
I'm still recovering.
You guys, Jamie and Mike saved a dog.
Jamie did it all. I just drove.
Actually, I'm going to just tell you in 2 seconds exactly what happened. Yep. We were having a power meeting in our office. We heard a loud bang. Mikey said, hey, it sounded like a car accident in front of the office. I said, go look. He opened the door. He said, OMG. We all ran and there was like a 3-car accident.
Yep.
One of the cars had 2 dogs in it. No one was like critically injured, but somebody did hurt their leg. But these 2 dogs got out of the car. One of them, they were frightened, and Jamie immediately leapt like she would in a crisis and got one of the dogs on the leash, was holding the dog. The dog was scared to death, managed to get away, somehow got out of its harness and started running. I've never seen any 2 people run faster than Jamie and Mike after that dog.
We have never run like that. Yeah. I mean, that was you don't know what your body is capable of until.
Yeah. It was like a cartoon. I think it's worth saying. So like you guys ran down the street and I was like, they're going so fast. They're going to come around, which you did. You ran the entire block in a corner. Mike was like huffing and puffing and ran back to get his car. Jamie, you went straight up a very busy street as fast as I've ever seen anyone run to get that dog. And all I know is 10 minutes later, the 2 of you came back with the dog.
I'm going to cry, Rosie. We bonded.
It was amazing. So,
that could have gone a different way.
I know.
Like me and Mike, after that ordeal, we got home and we're like, that could have been a very different. I was terrified we were going to watch that dog get hit.
Yeah.
You are superstars. Seriously. So you guys, you know, you're in the presence of greatness here. Nothing to do with me.
No. We're just glad everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I also haven't run that fast since high school. And Jamie learned that I was actually fast.
I couldn't believe it.
Mike, you were both fast.
Yeah, that was.
I was like, holy mackerel. I'm just going to get some popcorn and watch what's happening. Speaking of popcorn.
Yeah.
We have a great podcast, a Costco haul.
Yay.
Yes.
Mike, you went out and you outdid yourself today.
I found so many great things. Hopefully they're all good. We'll see.
I have a feeling they're going to be good.
It looks exceptional. It's a feast.
And it took me a while. I had to prepare like 6 items. I grilled something.
Your little apron.
Yeah. I should get an HG Mike apron.
We should.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. You deserve it. You do deserve it.
I do have food on my pants, so I do need an apron.
All right. Well, before we get into the tasting, what do we have?
All right, Starbucks has released their drinks that are going to be on the spring menu, which will come out March 3rd, so not too far away. So the drinks will be toasted coconut cream cold brew, toasted coconut latte, a limited time iced ube coconut macchiato, iced lavender cream chai, and returning favorites will be the iced lavender cream matcha and the lavender latte. And then there's going to be a new pop. It's a frog cake pop.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to be in it. Some people say like it might be like their vanilla cake.
Oh, it's a cake pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me a while. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, they're making frogs. Yeah, it's like for in France.
Oh, it's made out of a frog.
Anyway, so all those new drinks will hit March 3rd. And I believe you saw a new drink, Lisa, that you were interested in.
I did. I think I'm going to remake it. First, I have to try it. But there's a banana bread matcha. Bread matcha iced latte, which sounds really kind of good. I'm excited about the coconut ones. I don't like anything that tastes like lavender.
But ube.
Love ube.
Can I permission Love to tell an ube story?
Yes.
So I think it was New Year's or like last New Year's, whatever. We're at our favorite sushi place. And you know how when you eat shishito peppers, every once in a while you get one that is like fire?
Yep.
When
fire
I tell you
hot, not like fire, delicious.
Yeah. I'm not fire. Gen Z.
Right.
When I tell you my eyes were pouring tears, my throat, like it was the worst. I like couldn't focus. I was a mess. And Tanya, our beloved sushi restaurant owner, comes out and she gives me this ube, creamy ube tea. She's like, this is going to fix it. One sip. It was like magic, but it was the most delicious thing. Like I don't normally order.
Was it like a boba situation?
It was just creamy purple.
It was probably coconut
tea.
Milk.
How do we get it? Because I love
the
ube.
Best thing I've ever taste it.
That's fine.
I had her keep refilling it like all night. It
was
great.
We'll ask her tonight. We'll run that tonight.
Yes. Tonight, by the way, sushi is on Hungry Girl officially because of your drama yesterday. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Seriously.
You have to.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe you guys saved that dog.
When we were leaving, I forgot about this. Oh, stop. When we were leaving, I forgot about this. She goes, oh my gosh. She goes, I don't even have any money. And it was like, the idea that, can you imagine anyone in that situation being like, yeah, you should pay me for saving your dog. Like
money.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it was sweet that she, her immediate instinct was, let me thank you. It was like, oh my gosh, I would never think that.
Oh, you're just good Samaritans.
Wow. Anyway, let's eat.
Okay. Ready to start chewing. We're jumping in. Let's chew it. Blount's Family Kitchen green chili and chicken stew with white meat chicken.
I wonder if it's Blount because I've heard that for there's a basketball player with last name that's spelled the same
B-L-O-U-N-T.
way. Yeah,
that must be a family name because it's not like an appealing food name, but you know, maybe it's just a family. Yeah. Oh good, it is spoon worthy.
It smells delicious.
It smells great. It's almost like a soup stew.
Mm-hmm. Stew. Mm-hmm.
It's green chili and chicken stew.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's very good.
First of all, it has slight heat. It has roasted corn.
Mm.
It's incredible. The chicken is so tender and white meat. Explain what this is exactly. Is it a fridge item?
Yeah, fridge item at Costco. Right now, Costco is going crazy with soups. And this was the one that had the best stats that was more Hungry Girl approved worthy.
This is one of the best store-bought items I think I've ever tasted.
This is out of this world. A hearty stew of tender white meat chicken, spicy green chili peppers, white beans, and corn with lime juice and cilantro. And not too limey, which is definitely a trap that people fall into.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, you want to hear the stats?
Yes.
A mere 140 calories per cup, 2.5 grams of fat, 840 milligrams sodium, 17 grams of carbs, 12 grams of protein.
What do we know about the Blunts? The Blounts.
Mm. They make good soup.
Are they a nice family?
They're very blunt.
I don't understand. Green chili. Yeah, they're very, very. They'll walk right up to you and say, you don't look good today.
Lasagna soup, beef chili with beans, chicken soup with white meat chicken.
Wait, their story is right on the package. For 5 generations, our family has been a trusted source of prepared foods for restaurants.
Oh.
Along the way, we started cooking home-style soups, sides, and entrees that people crave but usually don't have the time to make. Today, we bring these easy-to-prepare delicious creations to you so you can save time and enjoy them at home. I love them.
They have so many cool products. They have flatbread pizzas. They have this line of, like, chilies with cornbread topping.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in love with them.
Yeah.
I want to adopt this whole family.
I've never done this before. No, I've done this once before. I think we should stop the podcast now. Because although we do have a really amazing chef hack thing in here, so maybe we keep going.
Wait, how do we get everything they make?
So they are at select Costco locations regionally, but it looks like you might be able to order online, but I bet it's in bulk. Lots of soups, and they are... What else did I want to say about that? Hang on.
I'm in love.
It says you can freeze the tubs.
I was going to say, these are freezable.
Mm-hmm.
There's another tub in the fridge right now. So whoever, you know, there'll be a fight between Jamie and Lisa for that one.
We'll be wrestling.
Maybe I'll videotape it.
Mikey.
Go Amazon Live with it or Facebook Live.
Glad you don't work in marketing.
Let's see. Order online at Gold Belly. That tracks.
Oh, Gold Belly.
Okay.
Nice.
Or get this one at Costco.
Yes. Mm, is this the only one they have at Costco?
At our Costco, yeah. I don't know if they're at other Costco's or if they have other items at other Costco's.
Okay, we came out of the gate.
They have a good store locator on their website, which is BLOUNTfinefoods.com. And this was Blount's Family Kitchen green chili and chicken stew with white meat chicken.
Yes. All right, next up, I don't know how we follow that up, but this looks good. It looks amazing. It's a brisket con queso dip. So it's Custom Made Meals. That's the brand. And this looks like another fridge item, right?
Yeah, fridge item.
Not frozen.
And
you grill or bake in the tray. So it's like a foil tray of brisket queso dip. I want to have this whole tray right now.
You can grill, bake, or air fry it.
Did you air fry it?
I air fried it.
Wow.
Do you want me to mix it up or do you want to mix up your, I'll take a scoop and then you take the
scoop.
And
this is crazy.
I know. I've never heard of anything like
brisket
this.
Brisket con queso. So it's like a meaty dip. It seems like
I just want to make sure
too bad Super Bowl's over because it's such a Super Bowl item.
Do you have the package for this? I want to check out the stats.
It's right there. I've been attacking it.
The
thing is not super hot, so you should be okay.
It's not super hot. How do I scoop?
So here's the thing. It says 2 tablespoons, 80 calories, 7 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, but this doesn't feel like a 2 tablespoon situation.
What does it feel like? A
third of a cup? Like,
yes, well, you're right.
But if you have it with chips or carrots, which I do have some carrots here, you know, like you're not going to dip a whole, you're not going to pile that chip on with a ton of it. You're going to do like a little bit.
Yeah, but then you can only have like 3 or 4 chips.
True. Right?
I don't know. Or you just eat a few servings of it. There must be a reason. I think because it's a dip, they're required to say it's like a certain number of tablespoons.
It's definitely cheese.
Wow.
Oh, is that good?
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow, wowzers.
Did you guys get like a burnt piece of cheese from the top?
I have it here. I'm going to try it now.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
I didn't really get any brisket in my bite.
Well, I think it's very small pieces. Mm-hmm. And so it's like kind of
flavoring it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the best thing I've ever tasted.
It's really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Also has a little heat.
That is so good. Real cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses, green chili jalapeno, and slow smoked beef brisket.
Mm.
And this is a very convenient, this whole cook and serve tray. I mean, this comes in the fridge section. It's a very convenient party food.
Mike, did you just have the best time at Costco?
I did. And I had to put things away because I was like, because I had to think about the fact that I'm making all this too. So like, I limited it to like 6 things I had to heat up. And I'm like, because I can't, if I do any more, I don't have, first of all, we only have 2 microwaves, 2 ovens.
Mm-hmm. You did good.
Mm-hmm. You know. You did great.
My only thing with this is when I think about like eating occasions. So this is a 19 serving tray. Like, how do you, is this 19, only for parties? Like, because you make the whole thing at once. It's not like a tub of dip that you put a lid back on.
Yeah, I mean, but you could. You could put it in a mm-hmm. in a container and then reheat it. But it is for parties. Because are you really going to make
so
a brisket
good. I kind of want to. I love it. Custom made meals. This was a cook and serve appetizer, brisket con queso dip in the fridge. Yep. And it is at select Costco locations nationwide. But it looks like they sell other products, to more than 15,000 retail grocery locations.
We have another one coming up.
Yeah, here it is.
Wait, I just had a quick idea. Yes. We could totally HG this and use that cheddar cheese powder that we have.
Oh.
And then get some brisket.
Sort of a meat situation. Doesn't even have to be brisket. Just like a cheesy beef dip.
Yeah.
Dana, you listening? Seriously.
I'm just sitting here listening to you eating the rest of the dip on my plate.
Cheddar cheese powder, some sort of a meaty crumble.
It doesn't even matter about the cheddar. I think we'd have to use like melted cheese.
Yeah, it's a stringy cheese situation. But like some cream cheese and shreds.
Yeah. I mean, look, we have a lot of cheesy dips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Cheesy beef dip.
Anyway, next up, we have custom made meals yet again. Mm. A Korean barbecue inspired beef skewer situation. So these are skewers.
And they were raw. So you had to cook them on. Like, I used our indoor grill. Mm-hmm. And I thought I might as well just make them all and then we can just heat them in the microwave.
Okay.
You know,
well, this one's only 8 too. So it's not like it's 18 servings.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was maybe 8
skewers. Whoa.
And each skewer is 100 calories, right?
What?
Those look great.
That is.
There's one that's particularly beautiful.
Do you want to take that one?
Sure.
I'm going to have my own skewer.
Okay. You're allowed.
This is my lunch.
I feel like a caveman.
And hopefully it's cooked long enough.
I mean, wait, this can't be 100 calories a skewer because look at my skewer and look at your skewer.
Yeah, my skewer is way bigger.
Yeah.
So your skewer has 80 calories and mine has 120.
I cannot remove it from
the skewer. I can't either. I'm going to just bite it like a monster.
That's what I do.
Is it tough or is it just?
It's a little tough.
Mm.
It's good though. It's a little sweet.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I don't eat a ton of beef, so to me this is very chewy, but is that normal for this type of beef?
I think it's normal, but it is chewy.
I feel like I'm burning calories from all the exertion.
You might be.
It's delicious. It's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I might have made it. It might have been like 1 or 2 minutes too long on the grill, but, you know, I did it by, no, I think it's at 6 to 8 minutes. I might have done 8 to 10.
Okay.
Whatever. It's not you. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for the chewiness of the beef, but I think it's very good.
Yeah.
And this is interesting to see because I'm looking at the website and it says in-store pricing snapshot, $4.97 to $7.97. That is the deal of the century. means it's only a dollar a skewer.
How can that even be? Or less.
Well, and this is so impressive. It says, based on recent checks across 288 Costco warehouse reporting.
Wow.
Average price is around $8.
No, this is something you could, if you serve that at a barbecue, like people would just mm-hmm. think you seasoned it, you made it yourself, throw it over a salad, do whatever. It's really a nice yeah. party food or just something to have in your house.
Yeah, I feel like this is just a great, like I'm putting that on my salad for lunch. 8 ready-to-cook skewers. Select Costco locations nationwide, custom made meals, Korean barbecue inspired beef skewers.
Okay, moving on, we have Ventera. Is that like Frontera? Ventera? Not Ventura. It's Ventera yeah. creamy chicken marsala. It's another fridge item. I'm not usually a marsala person, but this mm-hmm. it's a creamy marsala. So not all marsala is creamy, is it? Well, maybe a little.
I think they
sometimes
all are.
Are they more like, lemony, or am I thinking of piccata?
You're thinking of
piccata. Mm-hmm. Marsala is yeah. like wine.
Wine, yeah.
Or marsala.
Marsala.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tender sliced chicken breast.
And these come in.
It's rib meat in a rich marsala wine and mushroom cream sauce.
And they come in 2 pouches, so I just heated up 1 pouch. So that's 1 pouch, which, you know.
And this is microwavable. Yeah. Sous vide style. Ready in minutes. Microwave.
Yeah, I microwaved ours. It's the recommended suggested nice. Form of heating.
All right. Well, you know, it looks good. I see the rib meat.
Are there mushrooms in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mushrooms and creamy sauce. I guess all marsala is pretty creamy.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Mm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, a little lemony too, like Jamie had mentioned. I liked it. Mm. Not as good as the beef. Or the con queso.
Yeah, it's good though. Costco really does a good job with their packaged foods. Like,
yeah.
I know they're not making all of them, but whatever they choose.
Well, they're vetting it, you know? Great. So I'm sure that's after this job, because I would never leave this job. But after this job, which I probably will never leave, you know, probably never ever happen. I'll probably retire here. But I'm totally off on a tangent. But after that, I would love to be the food tester
at Costco. Yeah. I want to be a food tester anywhere, which is what I do now.
This is, you get a 5-ounce serving, which is 1/6 of that, for 230 calories, 11 grams of fat, and 22 grams of protein, only 360 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, that's actually very low. I thought it would be higher.
Yeah, I don't taste a lot of sodium in it, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. It's not my favorite. There's like a little bit of, you know what? I was going to say sourness, but I think it might just be I'm not a wine sauce person.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah.
So that's why I usually don't love marsala. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably really good for what it is.
I think people would like it. If you're a fan of that sort of thing, I think you'd be a fan.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Select Costco locations regionally. Ventera creamy chicken marsala in the fridge.
Next up, we have another fridge item. It's another chicken item. This is Snapdragon orange chicken, boneless white chicken and vegetables with a sweet tangy sauce. It's like a little stir fry kit. Mm-hmm. Did you have to like do any stir frying, or you just heated it up?
So first you'd cook the chicken in the skillet, mm-hmm. get that get brown, and then you add the sauce, and then you skillet it all up, and voila.
So is the chicken raw?
No. It's sous vide, I believe, too.
Oh, okay. So it's like pre-cooked chicken.
Yeah.
It looks great because a lot of times orange chicken has like breading, and it seems very oily.
Yeah.
This doesn't. This mm-hmm. seems like... beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
And pieces of broccoli.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it's definitely not the orange chicken you would get at Panda Express.
No.
I feel like if that lives up to how good it looks, we are in for a treat.
And we've had Snapdragon before. I think we had like their pad thai or something. We had something from Snapdragon. I can't remember what.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I like the name. I'm about to have a piece of broccoli. Hmm. First bite. It's good. I didn't try the chicken yet, so let me reserve my full review.
Okay.
Oh, chicken's good.
I like that sauce.
I was going to say, the sauce is very sweet.
Mm-hmm. But light, like not, because it's not sweet like the Panda Express, but like it's like a light sweet. You know what I mean?
It's like an orange teriyaki.
Yes. Yeah.
But I like it.
I love
it's tangy. Lots of protein.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It tastes like... I can't, like something else, it tastes exactly like it.
Yeah.
It tastes very typical, and I can't remember what it is.
It almost is more like a sweet and sour chicken than an orange chicken.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's like a sweet and sour orange chicken.
Yeah.
More sweet than sour.
Yeah.
It's very orangey, though. Mm-hmm. I do taste a lot of orange.
Very orangey. I love it. This is like one of the most adoptable things we've tried so far. I want
I'm
to
trying
adopt
a
it.
Carrot. And I was like, oh.
Like adopted into my life. It?
That's almost the second thing we adopted this week.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
5 ounce serving, because there's lots of veggies in there. It's only 150 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 830 milligrams of sodium, 16 grams of protein. If you put that over some cauliflower rice or some regular rice, I mean,
yeah,
that would make me so happy.
I support that because it would like it would soak up a lot of that sweetness and the flavor in the rice and it would just balance it out.
Do you know what I want to throw out there? We get a lot of comments about sodium and a lot of people saying too much, too much, too much. If you eat Chinese food, I mean, this dish at a Chinese food restaurant would be 2000 milligrams of sodium.
Absolutely.
So don't think of it as an alternative to plain chicken and broccoli. This is like if you're craving Chinese food, I think this is a good swap.
I agree. And I always crave Chinese food. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have something from our boyfriend, Chef Hack. It's a giant bag of grilled chicken with power veggies. Mm. This looks like it's like 15 servings. Like, how many servings is it? Seven? Oh, seven large. That goes to show you how many servings.
That's good to know.
How
so
large?
This is one serving. This is 16 ounces, which is actually a pound. It's so funny.
That's one serving.
It's it said six. Put 16 ounces in it. Well, is 16 ounces a serving?
But it says 1 3/4 cups, 195 grams. That's got to be more.
Well, I weighed it as 16 ounces before I cooked it.
I don't know. Where did you get 16 ounces?
Because it says put 16 ounces in a pan. So I just did it by directions.
Hang on.
Right? Isn't that
add about 16 ounces of vegetable mix. But I don't think they're saying that's how you cook one serving. I think they're saying that's how you cook one skillet worth.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not
like
one
they're
serving.
Saying that's, they should be a little more clear.
We will say, though, I would say that's probably, I would guess that's two servings. Because let's think about like how much is
in
this bag.
I'm going to do some math.
Yeah. Whatever
so
it is.
A serving is 6.8 ounces.
Whatever it is.
Okay. So it's 2.5.
It's very vegetable heavy, which I appreciate.
And it has a nice spice to it, too. Like, I was smelling it when I was cooking it. Like, it has a good spice. I don't know what the spice is in there, but.
What is the idea of this? It has Brussels sprouts. Let's talk about.
Broccoli with grilled chicken. It's interesting that it's not grilled chicken with. It's broccoli with grilled chicken, Brussels, chickpeas, edamame, and kale in a bright lemon, garlic seasoning, and avocado oil. Gimme, gimme.
Here, it's, it almost tastes like, it tastes like homemade. I think I taste oregano.
So 1 1/3 cups, 160 calories, 4 grams of fat, 620 milligrams sodium. 16 grams of protein. It's got lots of fiber. I didn't get any chickpeas, but that sounds delicious.
I got a chickpea. I was wondering where it came from. Next is The Real, RYL. The Real Co. Iced tea with benefits. In three flavors, half and half, peach and raspberry.
Okay, which one do you want to start with?
Peach.
I feel like every beverage has benefits because it quenches your thirst in some way. It makes your tongue wet. Like,
but they're taking it more seriously, I think.
Well, what are the benefits?
I don't think it's going to fizz, Jamie, but you can try it.
I love the way Jamie thinks a wet tongue is a benefit.
Of course, if it's dry. An antioxidant super blend with southern charm. I'm like, but what are the
benefits? What are the benefits?
Well, I think it's the antioxidants, the vitamin C, no artificial sweeteners, zero sugar, zero calories.
Stevia.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
I don't think it's going to fizz because I don't think it's not a sparkling drink, but
you know
we can
try Dare to dream.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed the pop.
That sounded good. It was a good pop.
Good pop. There we go.
Good pop. Okay. I'm not usually like a flavored green tea person.
So there's your peach.
Thank you.
Are they all green though?
Oh, I thought they were, but maybe not. Are they?
There's your green. Are there peach?
Wait, are they green at all?
I don't know.
These are southern inspired. So it's southern sweet, watermelon, green citrus, lemon, and rocket pop.
Oh, wow.
This is really good.
I love it.
It's real. I would need to put it over ice because it's super sweet, but it's delicious.
Peach iced tea is my favorite iced tea or probably my favorite like beverage. So that's going to be, I'm buying that.
It tastes a little like Traparaca for some reason.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't it? I loved Traparaca.
Oh, Brett Michaels. And yet this is naturally sweetened.
Right. Right, no.
I adore this, and I want to try every flavor. I want to try the rocket pop.
Do you want to go raspberry next?
Yes.
I'm so happy. You know why?
Boy.
Tongue's wet.
Right, here's raspberry.
Oh, Jamie, if I only knew that is all it took to make you happy. Yeah. I'll buy you waters, well, bottles of water all the time.
Me too. Birthday. I mean, I guess it makes sense because we've been through like 18 ice makers. Mm. So, and that keeps her mouth wet.
The raspberry's good. Not as good. Mm-mm. Not as good as the peach.
It's still great though. If we had tried this first, we still would be talking about how good this line is.
True.
It's
just the peach is amazing. All right.
And here's half and half. So half lemonade, half iced tea.
Oh, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
I love an AP.
Did Arnold Palmer market, like, not market, a trademark that? Can you call it Arnold Palmer if it's not?
I actually don't know, but he makes like a store-bought version.
Yeah.
Does this have caffeine? I'm tired.
I think Arizona iced tea actually has an Arnold Palmer with his face on it.
I think maybe it does. It's okay. You know.
Not my fave.
It tastes a little, I don't know.
I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Floor cleaner.
It's not quite floor cleaner, but it's not bad. It's just not amazing.
It's that peach was just too good to like,
yes.
You just can't follow that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is at Costco stores and other retailers nationwide. It's also on the brand's website and on Amazon. It's the Real Co, but it's spelled R-Y-L. drinkryl.com.
And I've taken it. It's mine.
Next up, we have a salsa. You can always count on Mike to find a good salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Tatemada. Salsa molcajeta. Is it M-O-L? Molcajeta. Molcajeta.
All together now.
Tatemada salsa motajeca.
That was great.
Thank you. I took 5 years of Spanish. Clean ingredients. It's a keto paleo friendly salsa. What's it? It's like a very... Oh, wait. Just pop it. Mike is waiting. Ah. It's not so great.
Kind of disappointing.
It's a very liquidy salsa. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what that means. Whoa. Maybe these words, tatemada salsa mojajeta, mota means liquidy salsa.
Wet tongue.
Here, everybody take a spoon and dip it. There.
I don't know how I feel about this. Tatemada.
I do have carrots from last night, but...
The carrot would not hold that.
Yeah.
No. It's very smoky flavored. It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's very good.
That's really good. You just have to reframe it as this is not a dipping salsa. This is like an enchilada sauce type of.
Yeah. Like, sometimes, you know how sometimes you go to a Mexican restaurant and the salsa is like
yes.
That? Yeah. No, it is like that.
That's true. You're correct.
But it's not my type of dipping salsa, but it's good. There's a use for it.
Yeah. Over chicken. Pour that. This is a sauce chicken. To me, like a chunky sauce.
It is a chunky sauce.
Yeah.
Can I see the jar, please?
So I bet share it's some really info. Low in everything. Mm-hmm. It tastes healthy and flavorful.
This is a farm-to-table style brand, cultivate and harvested by women from rural communities in Mexico. It's a great mission.
Wow.
2 tablespoons has 10 calories, 150 milligrams of sodium. No sugar to be seen. It seems like very simple ingredients. So here's what we've got. Roma tomatoes, jalapeno and serrano peppers, onions, pink Himalayan salt, and non-GMO citric acid.
Nice.
I love this.
I think that's a very good product. Yeah. I support this product. Do they make other things?
Yeah. I feel like this is a brand we need to dive into. Let's see what else.
Yeah, I want to know more about these women, mm-hmm. these ladies of salsa.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Tatemada.
Oh. I don't know why I said like that. It's just beautiful salsa.
I thought there was a person involved.
I mean, I'm sure they're lovely too.
I think she said
it's the first thing I saw.
Because there were like 5 or 6
passion purpose driven products.
I thought it was passion fruit salsa.
Oh, that'd be good.
I know. Why don't they do that?
Trader Joe's will. They listen to our podcast.
They're listening. I'm sure they do. Why wouldn't they?
I'm very impressed by this company. Salsas. What's Totopas?
Totopas?
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
It's a cute name for a dog.
It looks like these are chips. And then they've also got tostadas.
What are the flavors of their salsas?
And salsa. Oh, look at these pretty dishes. They sell dishes.
To put the salsa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, the other salsa varieties are jalapeno, arbol, tomatillo, habanero, ooh. Salsa verde casera. And salsa roja cocera. I want every single one.
Arbol? That means tree.
Is it?
I think so. What is it tree flavor? I don't know. Maybe my vocabulary is rusty. I don't know.
It might mean, it does mean tree, but there might, like arbol when referencing salsa might mean something we don't.
So there's an arbol pepper. It's a chili pepper.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
From a tree.
Yeah, it says it's a arbol salsa is a popular, fiery, slightly smoky Mexican red sauce.
Oh, yeah. This is kind of smoky, too. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it too.
Very much. Mm. It is at Costco and Sprouts stores nationwide. It's on the brand's website and it's on Amazon. Guess which one we're going to drive you to? Amazon, because everyone loves to one click.
Mm-hmm. Yay. All right, next up, we have an item that we can use to dip in this salsa if we want.
Look at the size of that bag. Wait, Lisa, take a picture with that bag.
Oh, I will after. Oh, it's huge. It's taller than I am. I was looking at it the other day. Harvest popcorn chips in Zesty Ranch. So these, to me, look like popcorners. They look like another version of popcorners.
That's going to go everywhere, right? Oh. It's with purple sweet potato.
I love purple sweet potato.
They're so pretty looking. Wait until you see them.
Oh, wow. They're like tie-dye chips.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of like Laker colors. Purple and yellow.
Oh, yay, they are.
Purple and gold.
Oh, my gosh. They're beautiful.
Gluten-free, never fried. Wow, these non-GMO.
These basically are popcorners.
Mmm. Oh, delightful.
Wow.
Yeah.
The ranch is ranching hard.
Yeah. That's a different type of ranch that I've tasted. Well, zesty.
I mean, honestly, that's one of the best chips I've had in a long time.
Because it's sweet.
Yeah.
That is a sleeper hit. Mm-hmm. Like, run, don't walk. 120 calories for 16 chips.
I'm going to put the salsa on it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
5 grams of fat.
Good.
200 milligrams of sodium. 1 gram of sugar. This is excellent.
Try it with the salsa. You'll pass out.
I have not. Wait.
The smokiness with the sweetness with the... It's so good. You're going to pass out. Right. I'm taking it home for the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm taking it home for game day.
All right. Zesty Ranch. I'm looking
for... Are you okay if I dip mine into the actual jar? Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll pour it.
I got to tell you, this is the only flavor I'm seeing.
Really? Isn't that so good?
Oh, I spoke too soon. Kettle corn. Hang on.
Oh, probably, because that's like the number one flavor from popcorners.
I've made such a mess.
Wait, I got to get more info.
Those chips, I want to just like say, leave me alone. And I just want to watch like back-to-back episodes of Dateline in 48 hours with that giant bag of chips.
Sea salt churro. I feel like there's even more. There looks like to be a white cheddar. Yeah. We need these in our lives.
Wow.
These look brand new because it says coming soon to a local retailer near you.
We have to figure out if they're going to try to be like, I don't know, like everyday chips.
Yeah.
Because they should be.
Yeah.
For sure.
Harvest popped. POPP apostrophe D. Amazing.
I'm a fan.
Okay. Now that is the end of the savory.
Yay. Time for sweet things.
Boo. Tomatoes.
Okay. Next up we have... Protein brownies by Elavi in chocolate. What other flavors do they come in, these protein brownies?
Let's find out.
It's wow, the way it's...
Keep that box pretty. Let me take a picture of it.
There's a peanut butter chocolate.
What? Oh, Mikey, how did you not find the PB? Well,
this is all they had at Costco.
Elavi. Who is Elavi? I love a protein brownie.
Do we have a knife or scissors somewhere?
They have a birthday cake.
Oh, there
cake.
Are scissors right there, but I can't reach it.
Because I can get them for you.
I've got an
equipment. Wait, they have
a birthday cake blondie. Hang on, what else is happening here? Peanut butter chocolate, and birthday cake blondie. But then they also have dessert cashew butters.
What?
Including blue vanilla frosting.
That sounds delicious. Wait, are these made with like nuts or something?
Low sugar.
Okay, they're not as big as I thought they were.
What are these made with?
Wait, I have to tell you, the list of products includes protein brownies, dessert cashew butter, and protein hats.
Hats?
Yep.
That's so funny.
They're just hats that say protein on the front and a lavi on the back.
That's funny.
You should get one.
This is made with dates, tapioca flour, brown rice, protein. I don't think they're going to taste like brownies.
There's no added sugar either, right? It's just all from the dates?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Hold on. I may open another one because I feel like I'm going to touch this one because I don't have a plate to cut it on.
Well, if you break it.
Okay, I'll break it.
There's some cane sugar in the one that has sprinkles.
I just broke it. I didn't touch any other part of it.
Wait, didn't you say no added? Less than 1 gram.
I'm sniffing it, and I'm not sure I'm going to like it. I like it.
I like it.
You do? Yay. Because it texture. Looks likable.
And you know what? I don't know how much of the calories come from the protein, but it's a good size.
10 grams? Guys, one serving has 190 calories, 7 grams of fat, hardly any sodium. 10 grams of fiber.
Wow.
Really? 8 grams of total sugar, but less than one of that is added sugar, and 10 grams of protein.
Wow.
Hmm.
I mean, I like exceptional.
It. Yeah, I like it.
I like it. It has a little bit of sea salt flavor to balance out the sweetness. I don't know. I think it's nice.
Yeah. No sugar alcohols, no artificial anything. They are approved by registered dietitians. At Costco stores and other retailers nationwide, from the brand's website, also on Amazon and Thrive Market. It's the Protein Brownie by Alavi.
And if they're listening, please send the peanut butter.
Yeah, I'd approve that expense on your credit card.
Thank you.
It's very good. It's good texture. The thing that impresses me the most is the texture. Yeah. Like, I want to have more of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we have more sweet things?
We have two more.
Ooh, this is a Choc XO item.
It's the second to last, so what do we call it?
Oh, the penultimate.
There you go.
It's a Dubai chocolate-inspired situation. It's a Choc XO Dubai-inspired pistachio cup. So instead of a peanut butter cup, I knew it was only a matter of time since I started making these.
And you get a cup.
You get a cup.
Here's the bag.
It's actually smart now that Dubai chocolate is so popular to make Dubai pistachio cups.
So they are smaller than a Reese's peanut butter cup, but not by much.
No, I'd say they're about half the size. Mm.
They're delicious. This is incredible.
Oh, wow.
That's like perfection. Is that dark? It is dark chocolate.
No, milk.
Oh, it's milk?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder why I like it. I'm a milk chocolate girl.
They have a creamy milk chocolate shell. Filled with premium pistachio nut butter, that's what makes it the crunchy pistachio on top, and only 5 grams of sugar per cup. Is that low for a small little? I guess it is.
I don't know, actually. It's probably not super low. What is this sweetened with? Sugar, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's too good. I'm having another bite.
Yeah, so the first ingredient is the milk chocolate, which the first ingredient in that is the cane sugar. Sugar in the nut butter, cane sugar. Yeah.
I would say the stats are probably very similar to a Justin's peanut butter cup.
Hang on. A Reese's peanut butter cup is actually 210 calories for two of them. So it's only 105 calories for a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm.
And 11 grams of protein. This is bigger, but... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not trying to be, it's just trying to be a health, like a more natural version.
Yep. Yeah, but it does say on the bag, 5 grams of sugar per cup, bragging.
Promoting.
Yeah.
Well, and no artificial sweeteners and USDA organic. I mean, we really like this company. They have good stuff.
Yeah. They have great, and this product is out of this world amazing.
It's at Costco stores and Sprout stores nationwide and online at the brand's website, ChocXO.
Nice.
All right. So this last one I have to go get out of the freezer.
Topic.
My topic is going to be, Jamie and I just came back from the cold. So what is your dream ideal, resorty island vacation spot? Talk about yourselves. We'll be back.
To me, they're interchangeable. Give me a beach and the sun. I don't care where I am.
I don't agree. I feel like I need the crystal water where you can see your toes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say the Bahamas. And I went to the Rosewood in Nassau, and it was the best thing ever.
Trying to plan a little excursion. And when we did a cruise recently of the Mexican Riviera, one of the stops was Puerto Vallarta, and we did a day pass at a resort. And I was so obsessed with this resort. So I'm hoping Mike is just going to book us a little trip just to the resort.
Oh, you should. It's probably not too far to fly.
No, it's 2 hours.
Yeah, Cabo is beautiful, from what I understand. Okay, last up, but hopefully not least, we have Johnny Pop's chocolate dipped strawberries with fresh cream. I'm not going to lie to you. I own these. I have had these in my very freezer, and I know that I'm a fan of these already.
Wow, these are big for 150 calories.
Look at these. I have to take a picture.
Very pretty. 150 calories, 10 grams of fat.
They're great.
15 grams of sugar. I mean, the ingredients are strawberries, heavy cream, cane sugar. That's the first three ingredients.
The strawberries are beautiful.
The whole thing is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's the tartness. It's like the bright fruitiness mixed with the milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the wrapper.
The wrapper is so cute. Yeah, oh, Johnny Pops.
I thought you meant there was like a rapper on the cover of the thing.
They partnered with
DJ Johnny John.
I was just going to name like a rapper from like 30 years ago. That'd be funny, but.
DJ Johnny Pop.
DJ Jazzy Jeff. Bismarcky, that's a good one.
This guy is at Costco stores and other retailers nationwide. Johnny Pops.
Mm-mm-mm. Do you think Johnny's ever going to grow up? He's always looked like a little kid.
Wait, is he a person?
Young at heart. Looks like Wendy's.
Oh, he's just a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think he's ever going to grow up.
Beavis and Butthead grew up.
Well, did?
Yeah.
But the none of the South Park characters did.
The new version of Beavis and Butthead. They're adults. All right. You know what time it is.
Time to rate. First up, Blunt's Family Kitchen. We need to know, is it Blunt or Blount?
Blount. I'm going to say it's Blunt.
Blunt's Family Kitchen green chili and chicken stew with white meat chicken in the fridge.
Well, I'm going to be blunt. That's a 10
yes,
out of 10.
It is.
10 out of 10.
We'll see you on our last episode of the year.
And many times in our fridge before that.
Yes. Next up from Custom Made Meals, we tried their brisket con queso dip.
Excellent, excellent deliciousness. That is an 8.5.
Nice.
All right, all right, all right. Also from you're welcome. Also from Custom Made Meals, we tried the Korean barbecue inspired beef skewers. Or as Mike would say, skewers.
He does say skewers, doesn't he?
It's a West Coast thing.
Really? Uh-huh. I'm glad I'm from New York. I'm a skewer girl.
That and coupons.
Right. Do you say coupons or coupons?
I used to say coupons because that's a West Coast thing, but it's East Coasters say coupons, so now I have to say coupons.
But, you know, my grandma used to say coupons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I give that 7.75. It's good, but it's a little chewy, but I still eat it. And I will eat it.
I'm eating them
now. Eating it as we speak.
Yep.
Next up, Ventera. Creamy chicken marsala.
For me, that is about an 8. I think people will like that.
Yeah.
It's an 8.
Yeah, my brother loves solid marsala. He's going to flip over that.
Bring it to him.
Whoa.
He loves to see a marsala on a menu. And the marsala loves to see him coming. Next up, Snapdragon Stir Fry Orange Chicken.
That is... It was good, but it wasn't my favorite thing in the world, but still good enough to be a 7.75.
Excellent. Let's talk about Chef Hack and his grilled chicken and power veggies.
Actually, I think I'm going to give the orange chicken an 8. Can I give that orange?
Let
me redo that.
I loved it.
That orange chicken was very delicious. It was very familiar tasting. That's a solid 8.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's a good alternative to the really, it's kind of fattening, the Pan Express one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we tried Chef Hack's grilled chicken with power veggies in the freezer.
I loved all those power veggies. Very flavorful, really nice. 8.
Nice.
Beautiful. The Real Co. Iced Tea with Benefits.
Wow. I think the peach was a 9.5, but the other ones were a little lower. So I'm going to give this an 8.75. Which is still a very high grade for that tea product.
Yeah, and you have to buy at least at Costco, you have to buy the variety pack. But I'm sure you can buy the peach by itself at other places.
If you can, go for it.
Yeah.
Next on the list, Tate Mada Molcajete. God, that's rough, Jamie. That did not impress. It's the salsa.
I enjoyed it. I think those women are working hard, doing a great job. 8.75.
Nice.
Good job, ladies.
Maybe we'll see them when we go down to Mexico.
Or to Expo West.
That's more likely.
Yeah.
Okay, on the list up next, Harvest Popped Corn Chips in Zesty Ranch.
10.
Yeah, I want to try every
Those
flavor.
Were so good. Good job. I love all the little purple popping potato pieces. It's a lot of peas.
Yep, yeah. Yep. How about the Protein Brownie by Alave?
I liked it. I'd say 8.
Nice.
Good job, Alave.
I'm going to have another bite of Alave. It, too. This is my lunch, so
I understand. Stop judging me. No judgment here. I'm going to be eating this whole plate.
Coming up, Chalk XO Dubai-inspired pistachio cups.
10. I'm in love with those cups. They're so good.
And the ultimate, Johnny Pop's chocolate dipped strawberries with fresh cream.
Solid 9. Nice. I love Johnny and his pops.
Yeah.
Johnny.
No, this was good. Mike, you did such a good job.
Thank you.
You get a 10 out of 10.
Wow, thank you.
This was quite a haul.
I could probably do another Costco haul with all the things that were put away that I had.
Do it. I think you should.
Yeah.
And I think you should take home a lot of these things. Take home your skewers. Take home the brisket dip.
Well, no, you're taking the brisket dip for your Super Bowl party.
Nope.
No?
I'm not really having a Super Bowl party. No. I'm having like two people come watch the game. But I don't want that dip. You take it for your one-man show party with your pizza and whatever you're having.
I learned a long time ago because I'm really into sports and it's like I don't like distraction that yes. I am better watching the Super Bowl by myself.
So this was great. Yeah. So fun. Loved it. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What are we giving anything away? We didn't even talk about that.
How about we give away more magazines?
Copycat issue. Great. Now on shelves.
Let's do it.
Text me. Well, the same question I asked you guys. What's your favorite destination?
Yeah. To go vacation to? Or vacation. Holiday.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
And you will not win extra points if you say Hungryland.
Hungryland would be a really fun destination.
Yeah.
Really, we don't have to sugarcoat it. It's really cute here.
Splendicoat it.
That's a good idea. I have to ask Jamie this, and hopefully people are, if you're still listening, I hope you're interested. You know, Jamie has this amazing candle company. You should actually give out a candle as one of the gifts.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
That would be amazing. So I was somewhere and I meant to ask you, you're talking about Splendicoating mm-hmm. something. I think I was at Bingo last week and one of the prizes they gave away was a candle and the flavor was like jasmine and monk fruit. Monk fruit.
Did it smell good? Did you smell it?
I didn't smell it. I didn't win that. I won something else.
What does monk fruit smell like?
I don't know. I thought it was so weird.
Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't it just be sugar? The only reason to reach for monk fruit is to save calories.
I don't get it.
You know what? We could be uneducated. It could be a plant that smells really lovely. Yeah.
And that's another thing. If you, let's give away a bonus candle to anyone that can explain that.
What monk fruit can explain to us.
Yes. Anyway, so yeah, you just text Mikey.
805-380-8075.
Beautiful. All right, well, thanks guys for tuning in. We will be back soon enough. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.